Hi, I'm Guy Cook, and as they say, save the best for last. And this is more about accessibility, and it's the online tools and resources available to help you content creators test your sites for accessibility. I'm going to go into each one of them a little bit at a time. There's seven of them in this list. And if you go to the show notes, theguyrcookreport.podbean.com, I've got them so you can get them. That link is in there. And do take a look at that Google document. I think you'll like the content that's shared there. The first one is the WAVE Accessibility Evaluation Tool. It's a free online tool that provides detailed accessibility reports for web pages. It highlights potential issues and provides suggestions for how to fix them. The next one, A-Checker. A-Checker is an online accessibility checker that analyzes web pages against the WCAG guidelines and provides a detailed report of issues and recommended solutions to fix those accessibility problems as they occur. The color contrast checker, that's where if the background and the text is too close to the same and it's hard to read for people with disabilities, and the screen readers are going to have a problem too. So make sure that text is readable by going through the color contrast checker. The Web Accessibility Toolbar is a browser extension that provides a variety of tools and features to help website owners test and improve accessibility. So you might want to look at that one. Screen reader simulators are tools that can help with the screen reader potential. There's a couple listed. One is Merlot, M-E-R-L-O-T, that's a simulator for screen reading. And Silktide also simulates blindness for sighted users. And then if you want an out-and-out actual screen reader, a good one is NVDA for Windows or VoiceOver for Mac. And those are two that are in the list. Another consideration, WebAIM's WCAG checklist. Just like it sounds, Web Content Accessibility Guidelines Checklist. It provides a comprehensive overview of the WCAG guidelines, and it gives you the level of conformance and is really useful for starting point for website owners looking to improve accessibility. So if you've got some doubts, you want to check and see if your content is accessible, that might be a good site to go to check it the first time. And last on the list, Accessible Rich Internet Applications, or ARIA for short. It's a set of attributes that can be added to HTML elements to make them more accessible. But the ARIA Authoring Practice Guideline provides examples and guidance on how to use ARIA to improve accessibility. But a lot of HTML elements are accessible already, so you might not need to use an ARIA code in making your site accessible. So I hope these tools and this lengthy list has helped you. Again, go to the guyrcookreport.podbean.com, and I've got the link in there, and I'll talk to you next time I talk to you. Hi, the reason for this section of the video is to remind you to subscribe or at least like, okay? It's a wrap.